Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gone.
I think my head's gone on holiday already, Sarah. I forgot that you had your own little jingle. So, yeah.
I might have gone on holiday, so that's why I started to chat.
So there you go, there you go. No, not yet. Monday. Your topic today, mainstream media muddle. Decipher that for us.
Okay, it's a little, probably a little more diplomatic than I actually want to be. Surprise, surprise.
Probably.
But basically, it was the response to the Western Cape Education Department's investigation into the alleged racism at Brackenfell High with regard to the private matric dance.
Yes.
Now, you know, none of us can say whether it's correct or not, but the Western Cape Education Department found that it wasn't an issue of racism. Everyone in matric, probably everyone in matric was invited. They were asked to use their WhatsApp groups to invite other people. Kids from other schools were invited in the area. In fact, some attended from other schools. It was quite a substantial amount, actually. And that basically there was no racism, no racist action. It wasn't racist. The fact that the majority of the kids were white, it was, the numbers were limited. I mean, they could only take us something like, I think it was 70 odd kids. So it was sort of first come, first serve. I haven't been able to find exact figures, but as I understand, it is a predominantly white school. So so black and colored kids are a minority grouping. So that could well happen. But the bottom line was they didn't find racism. They did mention that there were incidents of alleged racism outside of this issue and were usually about remarks kids made. And the school governing body head was sort of very keen to point out that they were dealing with this. They were looking at diversity training programs. So the kids weren't necessarily always being intentionally racist. They often were saying things thoughtlessly that they didn't really appreciate either. And then I heard Ray White talking on 702, and he was interviewing Andre Gom of the Human Rights Commission, what they thought of it, because they were also conducting an investigation. And he was fairly diplomatic, and he said, you know, no, we take it into account. We haven't completed our investigation yet, but we'll certainly look at it. And he was fairly. And after some discussion, Ray White said to him, well, what are we going to do next time this happens? Or what are we going to do to prevent this from happening?
Yeah.
And I thought, hang on a sec. They've officially ascertained that it wasn't a racist issue. Exactly. That per se wasn't the issue to be looking at. What had to be, to my mind, has to be looked at is the EFF. I mean, the coming in guns blazing, and my impression with the EFF is either they didn't investigate it fully or they didn't care whether a full investigation would reveal something different. They were going in, and you know, there's something particularly distasteful. I mean, not only the fact that they caused untold damage in the area and they're a race nationalist grouping, but you know, these are still kids we're talking about, and this sort of having the EFF's done this. They march on schools, primary schools, and there's no concern that people facing them, some of the people facing them are not adults. They are still children, and in the case of primary schools, obviously, they're fairly young children. But the EFF does this, and as far as I'm concerned, the EFF, what do we do to prevent that from happening is the issue. Not an incident that, on reflection and on research, wasn't racist. That's not the issue. The issue is what the EFF and the PAC did in responding to alleged racism. And I think there's something very, very ugly here. I don't say that there isn't room for, you know, for dealing with racist incidents at school, by all means. But I also think one of the ways to make kids deal with each other more respectfully, although kids are generally not terribly respectful to anyone, is is to get kids involved with each other in school activities, such as if they do dancing or singing or sport or chess or whatever it is when kids start playing together, they get to understand each other better than they just do in the classroom environment. And I just think that 702 just got it wrong, and it showed a certain bias that really worries me, because this doesn't help to overcome racism. This just is likely to make people feel retreat and on both sides.
I don't expect anything different from the EFF. I sort of do expect lowest common denominator kind of stuff. What really surprised me listening to you was the way the press reported on this issue, because that set us all up for thinking something completely different had happened.
Yeah. I mean, what happened, I also listened to Clement Magnatella, who interviewed the SGB head, and he kept trying to get the head to say that, you know, looking back on it, you know, and wouldn't having a few white teachers at this thing, although it was private, wouldn't have it looked bad. And the problem is, whether it would or not, and I suggest it wouldn't necessarily look bad, obviously, but you can't look at something that was only perceived by whoever afterwards to have been racist. You know, so he was correctly saying they responded to events as they came to their attention, et cetera, et cetera. And this, as you rightly say, I mean, one doesn't expect more from the EFF, but it's there's an inhumanity to attacking whites in every sense of the word. There's no sense of regarding them as flawed, who may need understanding, maybe diversity training, whatever the thing may be. It's just an outright attack. The assumptions are being made, and I don't think necessarily it's being made in by accident or in good faith. That's obviously
it's racism. It's reverse racism. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Sorry, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for your input this year, actually. And I look forward to chatting to you. Yeah, this is it for me anyway. And I really look forward to catching up with you in the second or third week in January. We've lost Sarah, but I take it. I hope she heard what I said.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.